You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This just doesn't happen. What happened today where, let's just be honest, by orders of Donald Trump, Pete Hegseth orders in all the top generals and all the admirals, not in the area, to Quantico, all across the planet for a meeting. When I first heard about it, I was like, what's going on? Then I assumed it's private. No, of course, it's televised, and it's Hegseth lecturing how we haven't been good enough and all of it's going to change, and then Donald Trump just giving a campaign speech and encouraging the generals and admirals to applaud multiple times. They didn't when the president's talking about Joe Biden and Otto Penn and all of this. So our military guest is as good as any military guest on the planet, in my opinion. Colonel David Hunt is with us. Just the idea of bringing all of our leaders in from all across the planet on that premise. What are your thoughts on that?
Completely unnecessary. And some of this stuff, this conversation, is maybe going to be hard to hear, listen to, because some of it's inside baseball stuff. But that was the, as you've already said, the one star. We have up to 4 stars in our military, in all services. And every once in a while, they get 5 stars like we had in World War II. So from 1 star to 4 star, all services, and their senior enlisted command sergeant major or command master chiefs in attendance with about a 3-day notice. And what they – okay, so that's never been done. Completely unnecessary to have done that. What everything the next staff said, he said before, it really sounded to me like he was trying to sell a book. However,
I thought it was like a Zig Ziglar, like a public speaker. Like, you know, I was at a seminar, and here's the next guy for 30 minutes.
Yeah, and yes. However, some of the stuff that takes that said, I absolutely agree with.
Okay.
But you don't have to change standards. Should not change standards. People should meet the standards that are there. And in our case, the military's case, we've got combat standards. What we've done in my time and since is change standards to meet some social experiments. And that never turns out well. And I think we've gone too far with the social experiments in the active, in the military, in the infantry, in special forces, in our artillery, in tanks. I have no problem. Here's the standard. I don't care how you have sex or how you go to the bathroom. You meet that standard, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we've done. We've changed the standard. So some of that, and I don't want to see fat generals and admirals either. I get it. There's been too many exemptions. However, it was completely unnecessary to bring those people, the uniformed officers and NCOs, into Quantico to do a pep talk. Now they end up. There's some other good stuff, like rules of engagement that he talked about. The problem with rules of engagement, Chad, has been restricting soldiers from being able to kill the enemy and defend themselves. At one time in Iraq, there were 17 pre-requirements before a soldier could return fire. They had rules of engagement cards.
Yeah, right.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely unnecessary. However, soldiers are not allowed to torture. Soldiers aren't allowed to mutilate. Soldiers aren't allowed. There's things you can't do as a soldier in the United States Army. You don't need rules of engagement, which are really for senior officers. And the last thing is, he's right. We haven't won a war since World War II. And that has got to stop.
A lot of very important points. This is Colonel David Hunt. So is so much of this related to, as the Iraqi war was unfolding and Abu Ghraib and the torturing or the interrogations and the fallout from that, and then having 8 years of Obama and 4 years of Biden and the individuals they're promoting, and you feeling in some of the areas that you touched on that with the commander-in-chief reacting very differently than George W. Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz, that the Biden and Obama administrations went too far in directing what they wanted the military to do?
Partially, yes, but I'm going to have to push back on some of one thing.
Okay.
The guys you named, Rumsfeld and that crew, were awful, just awful on how to fight a war. They would have been fine in peacetime.
Yep.
That's where it starts. This ridiculous rules of engagement, lack of planning, lack of preparation, lying, et cetera, et cetera. We had one of the weakest chiefs of staff, chairman of the Joint Chiefs ever, and a guy named Pete Pace, a Marine, who I happen to know well. So that we had a reluctance in Vietnam and since. In Korea, the politics showed up as well. If you're going to do a war, if you're going to commit human lives, then you got to be all in, politically, industrial-wise, and militarily. And always the military takes orders, period, from civilians, which is as it should be. So you have, here's what the problem a lot of people have. Elections have consequences. So don't run a president who's had diminished capacity and don't have a primary, because if you don't, the result is you have Donald Trump as president. That's what happens when you screw this thing up.
This is Colonel David Hunt. You can hear again why he's so great. He's willing to give his opinion on all topics. He served close to 30 years in our military, heroically awarded over and over and over again, still incredibly plugged in with the military. So let's stay with Hegseth, and I'll go with your premise that there was no need to bring them in. You could have done this over some sort of communications. They could have stayed where they were stationed, and you're saying that there are points that you agree with Hegseth, but you've also told me multiple times he's wholly unqualified for this position. So how do you balance those two, that some of these ideas are right, but you don't trust him in the position itself?
Oh, I don't think he's going to. I need to see some meat hung on all these grand things. I have heard that speech for 29 years, and I've heard it since I've been out.
Yep.
That speech. And so he's fired 21 senior officers, generals, and without any reasons, he's fired them. Men and women, black, white, he's fired them.
He didn't feel like they were supporting his boss?
There was never a reason given.
Yep.
I mean, that's a great assumption that they were anti-Trump somehow. I actually believe that they were connected to Milley. And there was such a revulsion in the Trump administration to the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, that anybody associated with him has been fired. And anyone who's going to be promoted to a big job or a 4-star who has anything to do with Millie. I don't care if you had a coffee with Millie.
Yeah, right.
They're not getting that promotion. They're not getting it. So I don't think the Hagstaff has the sand to carry out, because what he's talking about, half the people in that room, I'm not exaggerating, are not going to meet the standards he's talking about, period, because it's never been enforced at the senior level.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay, so...
Or in a lot of other levels.
Is it possible that he will hold them to the standard, and we're going to look back on this and we'll reach out to you over and over again, that he's setting this up to dismiss dozens and dozens and dozens of the people who are in that room today?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good one. But we also have to be very, very careful, I think. If you want to judge people, and standards, I've already said it, are critical. If there's whatever the standard is, and it's developed from combat and experience, that's the standard. Man, woman, cat, dog, young private, or four-star general, there's your standard. You don't meet the standard and you get a retest, you're out. You're a woman, here's the standard. That's not what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Period. We have not done it. Base the standard on realistic things based on combat, period. For combat people. And there are other standards for a military policeman. There's a basic military standard. And then you have different things for people who run supply, but again, a basic soldiering stuff. But you don't require a clerk to be able to hang with Delta Force or the Rangers Navy SEALs. No, and that's, so there's some, I don't know the details of what he said. And I don't think he's got the sand to do it. I just don't.
Okay.
But I do like what he said.
So when we're talking about, and you're right, we haven't won a war definitively, decisively since World War II. In your opinion, and it's a combination, but which one is more? Have we lost those wars because we didn't hold our soldiers to the appropriate standards, or incompetent decision making by the civilians involved in directing those soldiers?
Incompetent decision-making in both the civilian that we work for and the senior military officers.
Okay.
It was not standards of soldiers. American soldiers are still the best in the world. And some of this stuff that's been happening are, for example, the change of standards because for women. And women didn't ask for that. It was men who made that kind of decision. No, that those things did not contribute. In Vietnam, that was politics. certainly not in Korea. That was politics. Gulf, in the 20 years of the Gulf and the global war on terror, the single biggest killer on the battlefield was the rules of engagement. Not the circuit. The first, of course, was IEDs.
Yeah.
And we had some awful, awful leadership in the last 20 years. And the soldiers, Marines, et cetera, still were phenomenal.
Who was the worst? Who are the couple individuals when you talk about just awful leadership? Give me a couple names that stand out the most to you.
Oh, yeah. It's actually in front of me. Dan McNeil commanded Afghanistan twice. Dan's a wonderful guy, just not a fighter. We Westmoreland in the Vietnam time.
Yep.
And we had some terrible Rumsfeld as an example, Secretary of Defense. Best one we've ever had is a guy named Marshall in World War II, when it was a Department of the War.
Yeah.
Department of War. Well, we happen to be in a war. But and Schwarzkopf, comes and goes. He was a very nasty guy. He also had a great army against nobody. Just nobody.
Yeah.
And he ran right over him. The last one we won, of course, was the Gulf War. Overwhelming force against an incompetent enemy. And I'm glad we won.
Sure.
But,
me too.
But there's a couple of names.
Yeah. Last one, and I got about a minute or so. Did we put ourselves in peril across the globe by having all these folks come to Quantico to get today, or is that hyperbole?
Hyperbole.
Okay.
There's too many people taking their place. So one star to two, three to four star, they all have deputies. These are the commanders and the senior guys. The private in the 3rd Battalion, 1st Infantry Division, could care less where the general is. And they're doing their jobs. The sergeant's doing their jobs. So, no, for a couple of 3 days, it's probably a great break in all those headquarters that all those guys are going for a couple of days.
You're the best, sir. We're so lucky to have you on. And, again, thanks for your service, and I love how you make time for us. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Chad. Take care.
Colonel David Hunt, 51 past 1 on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.